This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Remember wine in a box? Well, it's now gaining in popularity. And Day to Day's Alex Chadwick had a bit of a wine tasting earlier.
Back with us here in the studio, Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates with a hands-on story. Karen?
I am, Alex. But first we need to get you in the right mood with a little mood music. That is relaxing music because we're going to talk about wine, specifically about wine that comes in a box. Ever had any?
Box wine? You know, I think I did, but it was a while ago.
Maybe back in the 70s and maybe it wasn't so great?
Yeah, I think that's kind of familiar.
Well, there's a new school of thought that says box wine isn't swill anymore, Alex. And here's another Alex, Alex Calder, at Trader Joe's, a national chain of specialty grocery stores, to tell us a little bit about it.
This is our first venture into boxed wine. It comes from the Delicado Vineyards. It's a family vineyard, and we're selling it for $13.99 a box. It's selling quite well. You get 3 liters for that price. That's equal to 4 750 milliliter bottles.
Calder says there was some resistance at first. Although wine drinkers in other countries have been enjoying boxed wine for years, Americans are still getting used to it. But Carol Emmert, the wine columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle, says Americans should start thinking and drinking outside the box. She tasted 31 different boxed wines for a column, and she's come to this conclusion.
This is a completely different kind of wine. These wines are premium wines, and in some cases, companies are taking exactly the same wine that they would bottle and putting it in a cask.
That's how Australians, who produce and drink a lot of boxed wine, refer to the cardboard box, a cask, and the terminology is catching on here. Emmert says the cask is acquiring cachet because it allows drinkers to indulge without waste.
A lot of people just want a glass of a night, and box wine is perfect for that because it will let one person drink about a glass a night over the course of a month or a few weeks, and the wine stays fresh.
Yeah, fine, it's fresh, but what about ceremony? David Shaw, who writes the column Matters of Taste for the Los Angeles Times, can't bring himself to drink box wine. He says it's missing something important.
The romance of the bottle and the corkscrew and a really nice wine glass is what makes drinking wine pleasurable, apart, obviously, from the more important factor of what it tastes like inside. And the idea of getting my wine out of a container that I'm normally thinking of pouring milk out of somehow robs it of that charm and that romance.
Okay, but sometimes romance only lasts but for so long. At our request, the Chronicle's Emmert tested box wine's endurance.
I just tasted some wine last night that I've had in my garage for about 10 months, and it still is drinkable, most of it.
Most people probably won't push it quite that far. But Emmert likes box wine so much, she poured a freshly opened box into a decanter and served it to her unsuspecting guests at Thanksgiving.
And nobody knew that the wines weren't from a bottle with a nice cork finish. Everybody enjoyed the wines very much. They didn't ask why they were in decanters, and I told them later.
What was the reaction later on?
They were surprised.
Alex, you've heard the pros and the cons, and now it's time to taste it. We have some of the Delicado wine here, a Chardonnay and a Shiraz, and I'd like for you to try the Chardonnay.
Here we go. I like this. I would actually, I'd buy this.
And the interesting thing about that, Alex, is both of those wines were opened last week. And just for comparison is the Delicado Chardonnay, which you just tried, but this is bottled. It was also open last week, so we're going to take the cork out, and we're going to give you some of that.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to try this. Well, it has a different flavor from the box wine, and it doesn't taste as fresh.
It doesn't. I tried it when it was just open last week, and there's been a significant deterioration in terms of flavor. So I think that maybe there's a point to having this in the box, although some people will still have to get over the hurdle of wine bottled that way.
Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates. Karen, salute.
Cheers, Alex.
That interview by Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.